now.
I don't know who he is behind that mask of his, but I do know when we need him. And we need him now.
I'll call him, sir.
For some reason, cool bars in Hollywood have to be hard to find and have no sign.
This is the Cocktail Nation.
This week on the show, checking out an all-piano exotica album. We examine the Lothario life of the James Bond that was played by the recently departed Roger Moore. And in Swank Advice, I've got five tips for styling for men. And a look at what is in the Cocktail Nation magazine. Kicking off now with the Tiki Delights and All the Stars Are in Your Eyes.
You'd fall in love. Is it everything you hoped it'd be? For me, it was an answer from above. 'Cause loving you is heavenly. Did someone ask the stars to leave the sky? All the stars are in your eyes. Your eyes I see. So much love for me. I just can't believe you're mine. I'm hopelessly lost inside your arms. Staying here forever suits me fine. A lovely miracle brought you to me. Was it purely chance or by design? I get the feeling it was meant to be. 'Cause loving you is heavenly. Someone asked the stars to leave the sky. I look and all the stars are in your eyes.
Stars are in your eyes.
This is the Cocktail Nation.
Thanks to ultraswank.net.
You see, there ain't
Cocktail Nation, Jimmy Vargas there, and a new one from him, Judas Coin. Coming up, we'll look at the world of swank gig guide this week in the Cocktail Nation magazine and the five tips for styling for men.
D'ici ce de Cocktail Nation with Cooper.
James Spencer is on the line. James, I must say congratulations once again. I don't know how you do it, but you've done it again. Another album, another piano album, this time focusing on Exotica, which is exactly what it's called. Congratulations.
Thank you so much. I'm really excited about this album. You know, what I wanted to do too, Coop, is that if you look at the origins of Exotica, which, in my opinion, come back to, you know, three main people. You know, I would say Les Baxter, of course, Martin Denny, and Robert Drazen. And all of them were classically trained, and all of them were pianists. And what a lot of people might not know about Exotica is that it really actually started even further back in the 1910s of classical impressionist and composers and primitivist composers writing in an exotic style. And then these became the prototype for a lot of the hits we know. One great composer who was a virtuoso piano composer was named Cyril Scott. He was sometimes dubbed the English Debussy, and he penned Lotus Land, which of course is a big hit for, you know, became a huge Exotica standard. You know, Martin Denny recorded it, Gene Rains recorded it, Ted Auletta recorded it, you know. And what I wanted to kind of do with this album is to show the origins with some of these artists at the piano, and then to honor Les, since I did do the bio, with a version we had talked about of, you know, I had played for Les my version of Quiet Village many years ago, yeah. And he loved it. And he gave me some pointers on, well, this is kind of where I think you should go with this, and, you know, this is how I would kind of handle it. And so, you know, I thought, I want to do that. It's perfect. It goes along with the book. And then I wanted to take my composing skills and sort of write in the style of Les Baxter. And so I penned a piece, and I kind of honor it. My favorite Exotica track of Les Baxter's is Oasis of Dakhla,
yeah,
from Tambu, 1956. And so I wanted to use that title a little bit. So I created this, you know, my favorite color is jade. So I kind of created this, the mysterious Jade Temple of Dakhla, and kind of mimicked a lot of Les's compositional techniques, which actually go back further to Cyril Scott. So if you listen to the first track on the album, which is the one I penned, and the very next track called The Jungle by Cyril Scott, it would, you know, most people would just think, oh, that sounds like Les Baxter.
Mm.
So it's really fascinating that, you know, these piano composers were doing this as early as 1910.
Yeah.
And it's really fun. And then there was one more period besides the Impressionists that were, and the Primitivists. You know, like for those who might not know, that would be like the composers for Impressionists. It would be like Debussy, Maurice Ravel. Primitivism, when we talk about that, we usually think of Igor Stravinsky,
yeah,
you know. But there was also this period called Chinoiserie, and that's French for sort of Chinese parlor music. And it became very popular in the 20s, and there was a composer named Abram Chastened, and he wrote a set of pieces that all three pieces in that set became Exotica standards. You know, Rush Hour in Hong Kong,
yeah,
which was, of course, by Martin Denny. I believe Arthur Lyman did it, too, for that matter. Shanghai Tragedy, and this one called Flirtation in the Garden. So it was really exciting for me. And when I was doing this research, too, Coop, I realized that it surprised me that there is no solo Exotica piano album ever. Nobody's ever done it.
Well, that's what I was going to ask you about. Yeah, that's what I was going to ask you about, because I thought to myself, when you told me that you were going to be doing this project, I thought to myself, I don't know how he's going to do it. He's a brilliant musician, so I know that he'll pull it off, but I thought, I have no idea how he can actually do this, because there are so many instruments involved in an Exotica composition, typically, that how does one do it all on one instrument? Was that a challenge?
And that's a really brilliant question. And the answer is, that all of the greatest exotica artists, in my opinion, again, I'm gonna be biased, but I'm gonna say Les Baxter started it, you know, and you know Martin Denny, you know, but they were all pianists, and they were thinking in terms of color.
Yeah.
And so when they compose, you know, it's really in, it gets technical, but it's in the use of scales. Like Exotica uses what's called pentatonic scale, which is the Oriental scale. Like if you think of the five, you know, the set of three and two black keys on the piano,
yeah,
that's pentatonic. And if you were to just slide up and down that scale on the piano, it's going to sound lush like a harp. Yeah. For example, so in Lotus Land, for example, by Cyril Scott, it's all written on the black keys, and that's how he gets that sort of exotic effect, you know?
Right.
And then also using these what are called modes, which are the ancient scales. One that's used a lot is Phrygian, which is, you know, basically is natural minor flat 2, but it just sounds like sort of Egyptian or Middle Eastern, you know, it has an exotic flavor. So a lot of these artists basically took major and minor scales, alter a few tones, and that's what creates that exotic effect, basically. You know,
I suppose what you get to also when you add in all the other instruments, they're all playing to the tune that you're playing, aren't they? They are improvising maybe around that.
Well, actually, that's interesting. Not necessarily. What usually happens is, exotica in the tradition we know is sort of a blending of, you know, obviously the exotic melodies, but, you know, adding the Latin rhythms. We have what's called a clave. That's the underlying, like, you know, if you think of A Quiet Village, ba-da-ba-da-ba-ba-bum, that underlines the whole piece. You know, that's sort of a rhythm, and then we add additional Latin rhythms in the arrangement with the melody and the chord structures to create what we know as exotica.
Right.
So a lot of it in the rhythms, you know, and specific choice of tones, basically.
Well, I feel like I've had a music lesson from you.
Oh, my pleasure, yeah.
Now,
this
is a marvelous album. This really is something that you have to have in your collection. But I need to ask you before we finish up today, you are such a busy guy, and I mentioned this the other day on the show. Here's a guy who's just like, you know, a content powerhouse. You know, he just puts out product all the time. He's always working on something. You also wrote a book about veganism just recently too, which I got to do a little foreword.
I did.
Yeah, tell us quickly about that.
Well, thank you so much. Well, you know, I want to thank you so much. You know, a couple of years ago, I did this book called The Vintage Vegan, and it was sort of a vegan tea book, and it's really done well. And I've gotten, you know, a lot of wonderful letters from around the world, you know, different tea rooms and people starting to use these recipes. So I was thinking about this, and I'm always, you know, cooking and trying different things. And I had this idea that, you know, for, you know, adults, that food should be sexy. Food should be fun. And a lot of people that may be new to veganism might think that veganism is, you know, like, what, wheatgrass and bland tofu.
Yeah.
And you can really eat any, you know, cuisine, you know, and create wonderful flavors. So that's what I tried to do in the book. And, you know, what I hear, if I may, too, I know you said you had become vegan. And, you know, how are you feeling? That's the main thing. Like, a lot of people report that, wow, I've lost weight, I have more energy, you know, I look young, I feel good. And that's what it's about, you know.
And your tie-up, too, this is the thing that particularly interests me, was your tie into a vintage lifestyle, because one of the things that we now know is that in modern foods, there's a lot of junk there that didn't necessarily exist maybe 50, 60, 70 years ago.
Exactly. And that's where I tried, you know, so a lot of people are like, well, grains should be good for me, but, you know, now everything is GMOs and processed, and people are developing gluten allergies,
yeah,
and there's sugars and everything. And so it's really about when you simplify, and if you think that, you know, even if you don't want to become fully vegan, if you try to make your main, you know, food through the day, you know, organic vegetables and fruit,
yeah,
and, you know, and legumes and things like that, It's life changing. And you know, I've been blessed. Like, it's interesting because half my family's vegan and the other half isn't. But, you know, I feel so blessed that, you know, my dad just turned 87 years old. He looks phenomenal. People think he is my brother. He's got a full set of red hair at 87,
yeah.
You know, and he used to be obese. He had heart disease. All of it's gone. He's reversed it in about 5 years. You know, it's unbelievable. And just diet change. And he eats every cuisine he likes. I mean, he's from Key West, so he loves Cuban. So he does, you know, black beans and rice and, you know, things he loves. But he just chooses, you know, to use organic whole products,
yeah.
And to not use anything processed and things out of cans and stuff. And, you know, I never share this, but if I may, I'd like to. It's like, you know, I nearly died a few years ago from norovirus that was going around Long Beach.
Mm.
And a lot of people went Western approach with pharmaceuticals and things, and I chose to heal myself up naturally. And I have to be honest, I still have a few challenges, but I know people that went through that Nora epidemic and have like chronic colitis,
yeah.
Diverticulitis, leaky gut. I don't have really any of that.
That's
I've amazing. Cured myself just with food and natural herbs, and that speaks to me volumes. And I've had some friends here that recently conquered cancer holistically just
yeah.
by like a friend who cured himself from skin cancer, melanoma, by literally using eggplant on the wound, if you can believe it. He marinated some eggplant, put it on the melanoma, and it cured his, you know, cancer. It's unbelievable.
Yeah.
You know, that sounds so weird, but it was natural, you know?
Yeah.
And so anyway, you know, I think this book is fun. I think it's easy. So I think, you know, people that are trying to get a little healthier can find a recipe they loved, you know,
yeah.
And there's soup, salad, anything you want is in this book. So,
fantastic.
A lot of fun.
So I mentioned the name of the book.
It's called The Vegan Deziac.
And of course,
yeah.
We are talking about the album Exotica, which is available, you know, across most of the platforms. I've got some links on my website. I really want to play the Mysterious Jade Temple of Dakla tonight because, well, this is, you know, a composition of yours inspired by Les Baxter.
Oh,
so let's kick off with that one tonight and make sure you grab this album. This is a great one for Exotica fans out there. And congratulations, James.
Thank you. Aloha.
Thank you.
Cocktail Nation.
Cocktail Nation with Gene Raines and Yasmin and Jade. This week in the Cocktail Nation magazine, got some great stories up on the Flipboard Free Retro magazine. Dina Merrill, the actress who exuded elegance, has passed away at the age of 93. Elvis Presley's private jet has just been sold for around about $500,000. It's been sitting in the desert for years and years and years. Still looks pretty good inside, I must say. Must be all that desert weather. And opened in 1953, the oldest operating McDonald's restaurant in the world. Check out the stories via the Cocktail Nation Lounge Life magazine. I've got links on my website, cocktailnation.net, and grab it today. It's free. What can you lose? Combustible Edison now in Lonelyville in the Cocktail Nation.
Lonelyville, the name of my town. Thank you.
De cocktail nation with Peter.
I cannot accept that course of action. I cannot accept that course of action.
Alternation with the Sharps and Harlem Nocturne. Next week, catching up with Tony from the Sharps, actually, talk about the 100th birthday of Dean Martin, which is coming up. In fact, I got a message just the other day from Tony saying that he'd run into a couple from San Diego, had come all the way out to the Golden Tiki to see the Sharps, apparently based on our conversations and my recommendations. So I'm glad I was able to send a couple of customers over to you, Tony.
Swank. 10 times more addictive than marijuana.
Swank advice with Coop on the Cocktail Nation.
I thought I'd shoot you 5 tips for men today. And sometimes I get ladies writing to me going, what about tips for ladies? Well, I can't really help you with that because I'm not a lady. Number one in style advice for men, get everything adjusted. Things like pants, shirts, jackets. You know, your nice pants, shirts, and jackets should go to the tailor for adjustment. Why? Well, unless they're custom tailor-made already, you could actually improve the look of your clothing instantly and very, very cheaply as well. Something like about $20 sometimes just to adjust a shirt or pair of pants. Sometimes it can be less depending on where you go. Number two, wear a pocket square when you're wearing a jacket. No exceptions, always do it. Number three, watch any movie starring Cary Grant and ask yourself, what can I do to dress a little bit more like that fella? Number four, invest in a really nice suitcase and briefcase. Believe it or not, your luggage is part of your style. And here's my favourite one, number five, always dress like you might decide to drop by a restaurant or a nightclub with a dress code, because you're cool, and you just might. And even if you don't, you might as well look like the guy who's got some plans. Look at the World of Swank gig guide now, thanks to our good friends over at pastimealbumclocks.com. June 8, Nutty playing in Los Angeles at Vibrato. June 9, special Sharps tribute show at the Golden Tiki, Mr. Dean Martin. June 10, Tiki Makake at Don the Beachcomber. June 22, Awana Luau at the Lake. August 10, Tiki Oasis. And Tiki Day coming up October the 1st at Disneyland. With these gigs and lots more, click on the website cocktailnation.net and pop on over to the World of Swank gig guide tab. Here's Buddy Greco now, and I'm in love.
Shout it right from the treetops. No doubt about it, I'm in love. Bells ring, it's got that something. I'm sure of one thing, I'm in love. Flying, I feel like flying. I keep trying to reach the stars that hide you, angel. Please don't forsake me. Fly down and take me. I'm in love. Flying, yeah, flying. I keep trying to reach the stars that hide you, angel. Please don't forsake me. Fly down and take me. I'm in love. Yes, I'm in love. Look out. Yes, I'm in love. Straight ahead. Yes, I'm in love. Yep.
The Cocktail Nation. Thank you.
Cocktail Nation with Christopher de Groot there, and Voodoo Clues from the latest album, Sailing Ships and Tarot Cards. And you might like to check out an interview I did with Christopher just last week on the Cocktail Nation. I've got an interesting story that I wrote up on the website, cocktailnation.net. I've also included in the Cocktail Nation magazine, Lounge Life. The question was Roger Moore the best lounge Lothario James Bond in Live and Let Die? And I thought it was very interesting. In this particular movie, which is out in 1973, it showcased a new kind of Bond actor, something of a caddish gentleman spy who enjoyed the finer things in life, even at the expense of others. So you can see the list up on the website of people that he sleeps with and people that he kills. And it's fairly extensive. People that he tricks too, such as Solitaire. You might remember this character, which he used a rigged deck of lover's cards. And, of course, it completely damages her. So, anyway, you might like to check out that story. It's an interesting one up on the net, cocktailnation.net. George Shearing now, Mambo Miami.
Cocktail Nation.
You will sneak into the radio station, taking the place of the mist, so I can broadcast my genuine mental powers to millions of listeners, befogging their minds until they make me their leader.
The Cocktail Nation.
Let's take it nice and easy. It's gonna be so easy for us to fall in love. Hey, baby, what's your hurry? Relax and don't you worry. We're gonna fall in love. We're on the road to romance, that's safe to say. But let's make all the stops along the way. The problem now, of course, is to simply hold your horses. To rush would be a crime, 'cause nice and easy does it every time. We're on the road to romance, that's safe to say. But let's make all stops along the way. The problem now, of course, is to simply hold your horses. To rush would be a crime, 'cause nice and easy does it. Nice and easy does it. Nice and easy does it every time. Like the man says one more time. Nice and easy does it. Nice and easy does it. Nice and easy does it every time.
Day in, day out, that same old voodoo follows me about. That same old pounding in my heart whenever I think of you. And darling, I think of you day in and day out. Day out, day in. I needn't tell you how my days begin. When I awaken with a tingle. One possibility in view, that possibility of maybe seeing you. Come rain, come shine, I greet you and to me that day is fine. Then I kiss your lips and the pounding becomes the ocean's roar, a thousand drums. Can't you see that it's love? Could there be any doubt when there it is, day in and day out?
There it is.
day in and day out.
This is the Cocktail Nation.
Cocktail Nation with Milt Buckner and Turquoise. Next week on the show, celebrating Dean Martin's 100th birthday. I'm going to leave you with Martini Kings now and King's Highway. Stay hip.
Thank you.